All right, so I guess I got to call you Day-Day, or do I call you Daquan?
Day-Day.
Okay, with Day-Day, that's good. That's a good start. Secondly, love the play you made over the weekend with the pick. We were all worried they're going to take it back. What was the conversation on the field as far as maybe you were out of bounds and all that stuff?
Well, I didn't even get no conversation about they was taking it back. I was just playing a regular technique my coach told me to play. Be aggressive with the cat if I could take him out of bounds, finish him. And I ended up finishing him. And I just turned around. I heard a ball on the sideline, so I just made the play.
Let me talk more about that, because fans that are watching the game on TV or even in the stands don't hear all that stuff. So do you get help from the bench? What's kind of like the help from the bench that you can get during the play?
So, like, help from the bench and my, like, the staff and the players. So basically, they be like, if they see the ball in there, they help me recognize the ball so I can make a play faster. So I just made a fast play.
Fast, is that your thing? I mean, what do you think is your – if you had to describe your skill set right now, you can brag on yourself a little bit.
I just call myself, like, a humble player. Listen and just take to the game. Like, that's all.
You got some people on your team that can help you and that you can listen to, right, with Mike and KJ. What's it been like learning from them so far?
Actually, I early enrolled last year, 2019. Mike took me under his wing. I had took a bad loss, and he was like, he going to be a, like, role model, so I learned from him. And when KJ came along, I heard he was a good player at North Carolina, so I just learned from him too. So I got two vets in front of me, so I've just been learning from them ever since then.
What about, learning from your coaching staff? It's a brand-new coaching staff. I'm taking it that things have been going well with them.
Transition from my true freshman season last year, my coaching staff had to transition to a whole new coaching staff. And I heard that we got a coach from Clemson, so I'm like, okay, he's a national championship coach. I can learn something from him. Then I had another coach who won a conference, my defensive coordinator, Coach Spencer. I was like, I can learn a lot, too. I got a championship coaches. So.
When you were in Orlando, did you guys ever play playoffs? I'm guessing maybe any teams from Tampa, or do you remember that?
No, sir. In Orlando, we didn't play nobody from Tampa.
What was the ball like there? I mean, what was your big rival at Jones?
We had a lot of rivals. So, like, back in at home, Evans High School, Oak Ridge, Edgewater now, we had, like, big rivals like that.
And, you know, getting you over here in Tampa, I'm sure the Bulls are glad they got them. Were you considering a team maybe a little bit closer to home?
No, I ain't considered a team close to home. I could have been closer to home at UCF, but I chose here.
Glad you chose. All right, so you make friends on the team, obviously. Who are, if there's one guy or a couple guys that are you're really close with, give him a shout out.
One guy on offense, well, St. Felix, and my tight end friend, Christopher Carter, and, you know, the defensive back group.
That whole defensive back group. St. Felix, by the way, really, really outgoing guy, talented. How fun is he to hang out with?
He's fun a lot. Like, I go against him in practice, good competition, big physical guy, so he get me ready for the game.
You say good competition. Does it ever get heated with, I know it's not supposed to be with the team, but does it?
We go at it. We got to get better. Championship mindset.
Last thing I got to ask you about, it seems like, you know, with Noah wearing number zero, did you jump all over it? Was there a competition, or did you just go, I'll take it?
So I had text coach Scott about it, asked him, can I get number zero? He was like, you sure you want it? And I was like, yes. So I had, just, he gave it to me. I thanked him for it. Just wanted zero. Try something new.
It looks great. Keep up the great work. Day-Day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.